The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You are listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about structural correction, the stark difference from standard chiropractic care. I think it's always important to talk about that difference because truly where ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed, that is often one where people will thrive with a different technique is probably the best terminology I can use with the short amount of time right now. But I do want to explain understanding more the short term of the standard chiropractic, right? Reduce symptoms short term versus specific structural corrective care that is designed to correct spinal structure long term, which is more when we're looking at complete chiropractic care. So I want to be able to dive down deeper into that to explain what it is that we do and why we get to continually keep seeing just wonderful, awesome testimonies that were not necessarily there previously. But before we dive down deep into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's health in the news. New U.S. dietary guidelines urge less sugar, more protein, and make a nod to beef tallow. I thought this was an interesting article. The new U.S. dietary guidelines echo past advice, but also include nods to U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Make America Healthy Again movement, urging Americans to prioritize protein. And this is funny, they put in, quote, healthy fats and limit their consumption of ultra processed food and added sugar. I'm going to stop reading this article and just state some facts. Well, maybe they're my opinions. I guess I don't know why there is such backlash to this change. They basically flipped the pyramid upside down. They reduced sugar. They reduced ultra-processed foods. We in the United States are one of the sickest nations in the entire world, to the point where other industrialized nations brought in some of our fast food chain, watched the people in their country lose their health and kicked them all out. They said, we're not having any of those chain restaurants anymore because they valued the health of the people who lived in their country. And we in the United States think, oh my gosh, we've got all this money, all these things, and we have freedom. But the freedom is true, but right, there's guidance to that. And it's not like this is taking away people's ultra processed food. This isn't taking away their sugar, right? This change in the food pyramid is giving guidance to direct people on what foods can actually keep them healthy. You know, you hear about these places called the blue zones where people live to over 100, they're on no medications or living a healthy life. They don't have ultra processed foods. They're not eating added sugar. You know what they are eating? They're prioritizing proteins. They're prioritizing healthier versions of fats. And yet somehow, when we make this shift and change, we have demonized this change, right? Like, how dare you, and how wrong it is, when in reality, the message is eat real food, right? And it's something that they went through. Like, the message is clear. Eat real food, Kennedy said during a White House briefing. When you look at the latest version, includes image of an inverted pyramid putting meats, cheeses, and vegetables in the widest part on the top. So if you haven't seen this new one, so imagine a pyramid, but instead of the broad part being at the bottom, it's flipped upside down. So the broad part is at the top and the thinner part is at the bottom, meaning the higher servings are at the top and the lower servings are at the bottom. So kind of opposite of what it was. So before, at the very top, there were meats, cheeses, and dairies. And was it the thinnest part, which would indicate the lowest amount of consumption of those foods. Yet now, it's flipped to the widest part. So it's inverted. So the widest part of the pyramid is at the top and the smallest part is at the bottom. The widest part includes, again, meats, cheeses, and vegetables, which is a very flip, moving away from the circular, like my plate. People are very concerned about this, right? Because they're like, oh, you're saying eat more red meats. And you're like, so you're mad about the red meat, saying that causes cardiovascular disease and all this plaquing of the artery, when in reality, you're blaming that red meat for what ultra processed foods and sugars do, right? When you want to look at damage to the arterial wall, it's rancid fats, it's sugar, it's ultra processed foods. And a lot of the times that sugars and rancid fats are in the ultra processed foods. So, you know, one of the concerns right now is so much emphasis on red meat and dairy. But I also, side note, not in here, think that's so very interesting, because I have a handful of practice members, like patients in the office, who have opted to do a carnivore diet, right? So they're like just eating meat. That's like all they're eating is just straight protein. And I'm like, how do you feel? And they're in a state of ketosis. They have mental clarity. They've lost 15 to 20 pounds. Their joints don't hurt. Their labs look better. All of those things. And you're like, but you're going to demonize that. But you're like, oh, no big deal. Sweetened beverages, excess rancid fats and all of these terrible oils, canola oil, vegetable oil. They're like, don't worry about that, right? But anyways, the American Heart Association said it commends the emphasis on eating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains while limiting consumptions of added fruits, refined grains, highly processed foods, saturated fat, and sugary drinks. But the association has concerns about the guidelines protein recommendation. So this is the American Heart Association, which, by the way, like Cheerios, every time you see this American Heart Association label on a food, know that that company bought it. There is a fee every single year. So it's not because their product is the healthiest and best for the heart. It's because Kellogg's or whoever else bought that. They bought it. They pay for it to put it on there. So you, again, have these foods that are full of sugar, but yet somehow get the American Heart Association stamp. Why? Because they paid for it. So they're concerned about saturated fat, blah, blah, blah. But then again, you look and you're like, well, what about all the really good saturated fats? Coconut oil, avocado oil, raw nuts. Like, so they're talking about plant-based proteins. They say, American Heart Association says, we encourage consumers to prioritize plant-based proteins, which I wonder, when they say plant-based proteins, are they talking about the like soy-based that has genetically modified components in there that they often won't even share with you because they legally don't have to share genetically modified components in food or not, you know? So, but then they do talk about like seafood, lean meats, but butter, lard, tallow, they're like, that increases cardiovascular disease. But when you have people who are on these more carnivore-based or higher-fat ketogenic-style diets, oftentimes you'll see like their LDLs improve, you know, because you're like, oh, because they're not eating the rancid ones. The 2025-30 dietary guidelines focus more on protein intake than has previously been recommended, and the new recommendation is based on body weight. So 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilogram. So that's the equivalent of about 81 to 109 grams for a 150-pound person. So I hope that makes sense. So if you're on average 150 pounds, you should consume anywhere from 82 to 109 grams of protein. The updated guidelines added full fat dairy with no added sugars, which I also think is wonderful. You know, when you have babies, you're like, hey, full fat, whole milk. But then all of a sudden they turn 2 and you're like, oh, go down to 2%. Oh, you're an adult. Go down to skim. Take away all that really good fat that your brain needs. The guideline also recommends 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit per day for a typical 2,000 calorie diet. The guideline emphasizes eating whole foods in their original form, but says frozen, dried, or canned vegetables or fruit with very limited added sugar can also be a good option. Ultra processed foods are singled out in the new guideline. Avoid highly processed, packaged, prepared, ready to eat and other foods that are salty or sweet, such as chips, cookies, candies, that have added sugar and sodium. Instead, prioritize nutrient-dense foods and homemade prepare meals. When dining out, choose a nutrient-dense option. Infants should be fed breast milk for the first 6 months or iron-fortified formula if breast milk is not available, the new guideline says. Breastfeeding may continue 2 years or longer, but formula should be stopped after 12 months. So I think that's kind of interesting. I think that's what we did with all of our kids breastfed for, how many do we do? 12 to 15 months, depending on the kid. School lunches. I'm pretty excited about this because, I think I've shared this with people before. So our balance in our home is that we pack lunches Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they get school lunch Thursday, Friday. It allows them some autonomy. They think it's a lot of fun. And it kind of gives them that opportunity to kind of pick and choose something that we likely don't have at the house. And one of the things that they have are these reduced fat Doritos. And I'm like, we think that's healthy at school because it's reduced fat. And you're like, they're Doritos. It's like a chemical bomb on a corn shell. And you know, just where we find balance. So some people might not agree with that. And that's okay. Just what works for our family. They talk about some 79% of school meal program directors express an, quote, extreme need for more funding to reduce the reliance on ultra processed foods, i.e. Doritos, and make more meals from scratch. They were sharing there's challenges of cost of food, labor, equipment, all the things that increased. But I look at, like, you know, we very much talk about we use food for fuel in our body, right? And so previous decades, dietary guidelines recommended low or fat-free dairy for everyone 2 years and older. And so it's, you know, it's like the more I just look at it and it's like people are so mad about good, healthy fats, right? And you put like healthy fats on there. You know, they're mad about restricted foods on the SNAP benefits, like unhealthy food. When in reality, like this is, we only have one body, you know? So I think that's one where I'm just so confused that there's such an uproar that we're saying, eat whole foods, have good healthy fats, right? Have whole milk and whole milk dairy, fruits and vegetables, whole grains, like eat these whole foods. Now, granted, does it mean that you're going to have to prep a little bit more because you can't just, you know, there's no chicken nuggets on this meal, right? There's no pizzas on here. Like, could you use whole grains and make a healthier version of a pizza? Yeah, but like, Pizza Hut's not on there. Totino's isn't on there. You know, Toaster Strudels isn't on there. Cereal's not on there. Like, there's whole grains. So I think those are ones, especially seeing for myself and my husband, the way that we eat. But then we feed our kids the same way. Like, they were so excited to help me make zoodles this weekend for meal prep. Zucchini noodles. Spiraler, they spun it. I just sauteed them up, like, you let them sweat, saute them up in a pan, and you've got these really great things. And it's like, why is that? And they think it's super cool, you know, versus just the standard. So it's just one where when you introduce that and you do it, it's something that becomes just second nature, and it's something that becomes fun. So just an option for what to do. So that being said, I know there's a moderate amount of kickback for that, but I don't know why that would be as much when in reality the reason is to prevent disease. You know, it's just kind of crazy. So when we come back, let's talk more about structural correction, what that means, and how we make it happen at Greenwood Family Chiropractic next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about structural correction, the difference between the standard chiropractic. I feel a really cool aspect of the office that I get to see now is that people see changes where they didn't even know it was possible. I will see that patients have gone through chiropractors, sometimes more than one. I will see that people went through physical therapy. They'll go through stretching and strengthening. They'll go through the gym. They'll go through muscle activation technique. They'll go through personal trainers. They're all of the different things, right? So it's just like, okay. And then they come in and they're like, majority of the time when they say it, it's because when they come in, it's just like, hey, someone referred me here. They think that you can help me. Like, no one ever comes in and says, I think you can help me. Well, maybe some, but not often. More often than not, what I see is someone says, hey, you know, so-and-so who's in the office referred me in here. They think that you can help me. And we say, well, let's do like a really good exam. You know, I feel like there's so often times that a clinician, right, like a practitioner, doesn't do a good, thorough exam and consultation. Like, what is it that we're looking at? What are we looking for? What have you tried before? What has worked? What hasn't worked? Where is it at? What are some of the symptoms of it? You know, and so, like, I had someone more recently that had come in and it was pain on, like, the anterior clavicle. So your collarbone, if you will, like, if you put your hand in the collarbone and kind of pull it back towards your neck, it was like deep underneath there. Well, you have scalene muscles that are deep intrinsic muscles. And so if you lose the curvature in your neck, it puts more stress and tension on those. And so, you know, they're like, we did X, Y, and Z, and here's what we looked at. And, you know, sometimes when people come in and they say, hey, I went on Google, I'm like, oh no. But she honestly was on it. She was like, you know, I think it could be, you know, some of the signs and symptoms sound like it could be thoracic outlet syndrome. And I was like, yeah, like, let's do it. And this gentleman has just a ton of degeneration, no curvature in his neck. He does physical work. So his job, his income, his livelihood is dependent on him being physical at work. And he was like, I can't do it. It's so just being able to see you know, the root cause. But you have to be able to take more than just like, oh, you have neck pain. Like, let me just do a high velocity rotary adjustment and I'll twist it and hopefully it goes away. And if not, just come back later, you know? And so there's really two models when it comes to chiropractic. You know, most chiropractic care focuses on symptom relief. So what they do is they make the joint move, it eases pain, and then they go home. And that can be helpful, but it doesn't fix the underlying mechanics of the spine. Structural corrective chiropractic, on the other hand, works towards lasting anatomical changes. So the better the spinal curves and posture that reduce the stress on the nervous system and the joints consistently over time, right? So imagine your neck hurts or you have headaches because you've lost the curvature in your neck, but you get adjusted, but it's not correcting the curvature in your neck. The root cause is still there. Now, it's always so interesting. When I was first in practice out here in the Indianapolis area, there was a pediatric patient that I had who had a scoliosis. And she went to another chiropractor, and that chiropractor said that they could just do like an ACE bandage wrap and that would prevent the scoliosis from getting worse. Now, when I tell you that I just was, the disappointment that I had in a fellow colleague, that's not just wrong. That is clearly a lie, right? It is so far from the truth that you're just like, but oftentimes what is so surprising to me even is that there are chiropractors that don't know that the science and research behind why structural corrective approaches, like it's considered CBP, which is chiropractic biophysics, and Pettibon go deeper than that standard of care. It's not like what is happening is wrong. This is a different approach when you're looking to the models of chiropractic. Yes, inevitably our goal is symptom relief. That's what brings people in, is more often than not our symptom. But then that way, when they start to see that resolve where other aspects didn't, that's truly one where we have become probably like an 85 to 90% referral-based office. When people feel better and they get results, they want to share that with their friends, families, loved ones. And so even the research about more of a structural corrective approach is phenomenal, right? Like when you look at like CBP, extension traction plus an adjustment protocol that increases cervical lordosis and reduces chronic neck pain. I mean, it takes time. A lot of the times when people come in, they'll say, hey, I have X, Y, and Z pain. But in reality, it's like, but there's still a root cause, you know? And so we can mask the symptoms or we can get to the cause. So that's kind of where I want to share a patient, Liz, who's had that testimony of seeing other chiropractors, didn't necessarily see the results, but just more affirms why structural change matters clinically and measurably and specifically from patient-based care and what they see in terms of reduction of symptoms. I want to welcome Liz to the line. Hey, Liz.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Okay, so thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it. So let's start. What were some of the things that you experienced before starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Yeah, absolutely. So prior to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I would probably have migraines almost weekly, if not daily. And then I also suffered a lot from lower back pain to mid back pain from my scoliosis.
Hmm. What were some of the things you tried for the migraines and back
just
pain?
Your normal Tylenol. I would try other chiropractic offices, and I truly just wasn't getting the relief that I needed.
Okay. And then how did you hear about the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Yeah, so I heard about Greenwood through a friend.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What was it inevitably that she said that, you know, because especially if you're like, I've tried chiropractic, it didn't work for me. What was it that she said that really kind of made you want to come in and get evaluated?
Yeah, so what made me ultimately want to come to you guys was the fact that there was also at-home care exercises to do to help with my pain and to help with my other issues that I was having, and then also warming up my spine prior to getting the adjustment really stood out to me.
Yeah. I think I always am appreciative of when people say, I've tried chiropractic and it didn't work. And I'm like, well, thank you for your trust. Because it does take a lot to be like, I did this thing, it didn't work, and now I'm going to do this thing again. And someone's like, no, it's different. It's different, you know? So, yes. Okay. So fast forward to now, what mm-hmm. are some of the things that you've experienced since starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Yeah, I have little to no headaches at all, especially with the migraines. My lower back pain has improved, and I'm able to work out without having the neck pain as well. So that's helped out a lot.
Mm. What is life like on the other side of not having to fear or deal with consistent migraines?
I'm able to go to work without having a migraine and work to my best ability. I'm able to, like you said, I can work out more often. It's just nice not waking up and not having the headache, or if I'm not going to be able to go into work because I can't function with my migraines.
Mm. So if there was someone who's listening who said, hey, I've struggled with these things and I've done all the regular chiropractic, and what would you tell them?
I would tell them the difference between a normal chiropractic to the chiropractic care that you guys offer, with the warming up of your spine before getting adjusted, doing the inflammation testing, the x-ray testing, and then giving at-home exercises to help with inflamed issues. And it truly has helped out a lot. So those are the different things that I would let them know. And they'll check x-rays every once in a while to make sure that we're getting the improvement needed.
Yeah, objective. I think that's, but sometimes chiropractors fear that because they don't have necessarily a better action step moving forward, depending on what the x-rays look like. It's a good objective finding. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. Well, I appreciate your time very much. And I look forward to seeing you here this week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Now, if you want to come in and get further evaluated, scheduling an exam and consultation is your next step. So a couple different ways you can do it. Number one is you can just hop on our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, to schedule your initial exam and consultation. You can give us a call, 317-893-2853. Again, that's 317-893-2853. You get voicemail, leave a message, and a wonderful team member will call you back. Or you can always request an appointment through email. That's probably the least path, like the path least traveled is scheduling an email, but it's just info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. If you ever have any questions, if you have show ideas, if there's topics that you want me to go through, info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com is a great way to go about that communication as well. But I think the most important aspect to start is going through a comprehensive exam and x-rays if you need them, right? Exam consultation. We do a surface EMG scan, and then we'll figure out, do you need x-rays? Let us know that it came from the radio so you can get discounted pricing. But that's just an aspect to figure out, like, hey, and again, that's my first recommendation is, I don't know until I can see it. So a really great thing that you can do is just say, hey, let's show up. Let's see what's going on and if and what we can do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic to help. So again, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation, or give us a call, 317-893-2853. So when we return, let's talk more about biomechanics most patients have never been told, but why adjustments alone cannot create structural change, and what we do different next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Today, we are talking structure and why that matters. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about the difference between structural correction and the standard chiropractic care. I think chiropractic in general is wonderful, though as a personal preference, I did see that patients would seemingly improve slightly, but not true to what I believe a person's potential could be, if that makes sense. So, adjustments alone are not going to create structural change. And that is specifically what we do is structural corrective chiropractic at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So let's clear up a big misconception. Adjustments are powerful, but they're not designed to remodel ligaments and discs. So here's kind of the breakdown. Adjustments stimulate joints and neurology. So specifically, chiropractic biophysics are more mirror image adjusting. So it works with the brain's ability to desire to be upright. Muscle tone changes quickly, but ligaments and discs require a sustained load over time. So without sustained corrective forces, the spine rebounds to its default pattern, especially when it's under gravity, right? And that's what we're on every day. So this is why relief typically fades. Patients don't see the relief that they want, or symptoms return during stress or long days. Where structural corrective systems intentionally add time under tension, progressive loading, repetition, and neuromuscular retraining. So oftentimes people, when they come into the office, they'll say, well, this is different. And I say, yep, sure is. So some of the things that we do in our office that makes care different. One, what you'll see is that patients will come in and they will do standing cervical traction. So basically this is a extension traction. So the problem that which this targets is that most chronic neck issues aren't just a like stuck joint, it's a loading problem. So forward head posture, loss of cervical curvature, lordosis, cervical kyphosis, which is like a backwards curve, that creates abnormal loads on the disc. Remember, the discs are the cushion in between the bones in the spine, or the facets, which are like the back. Chronically overworked cervical extensors, it's kind of like the flexion extension. Flex is forward, extension is back. But altered proprioception and motor control. So an adjustment can improve motion, but motion does not equal a change in shape. So what traction does is that this sustained repeated traction is designed to create a, basically it's considered a like a creep or a deep formation to the front part of the cervical tissue, so ligaments in the disc, to help restore lordosis over time. So this is one that CBP literature kind of calls it a gradual creep deformation of ligamentous tissues and discs. So this is what actually helps the start of the change of the spine. Standing is important because it allows exposure to true postural faults versus seated, though we can do it seated if someone can't like bend down or whatnot. So what they found is that when you do this previous to getting adjusted, you will see an increase in cervical lordosis. So that curvature, the arc of life, what you need to have will increase. And it also reduces chronic neck pain and the disability scale. So we consider it a QVAS. It's, if you're in healthcare, you know. If not, just it's a painful thing. It's I shouldn't say painful. It's just annoying. Like, what's your pain at your best, at your worst right now? And you're like, yeah, we gotta have to do that. But anyways, so one of the clinical, like why patients feel so different once they actually start getting that curvature back in their neck, is that they'll see there's less constant extensor tone. So for example, people will just feel like my traps finally relax. So many people come in and they say, gosh, I just hold that tension in my traps. I hold my stress in my traps. And in a lot of the times it's just because you don't have a curvature in your neck. Again, why a massage is really great, but someone will get massaged and then it comes right back. You'll find better tolerance to like driving. People's shoulders don't hurt. Their hands don't go numb. Fewer pinches when they get to that end range, when you do range of motion. But again, improved head positioning, so proprioception. So once you do that cervical traction in our office, then you'll do like a wobble cushion. What it's working on is proprioception and segmental control. So this wobble, so it's side to side, front and back, side to side. It's not a core exercise. It's not just like a warm up. It challenges the body's balance system. It forces rapid small corrections and it recruits deep stabilizers and trains timing and coordination. So basically using sensory system stimulation. So you're talking about somatosensory, vestibular pathways. It retrains posture control. So poor posture equals poor proprioception or joint position, which is poor motor control, repeated strain, more guarding. So it helps interrupt that loop by improving postural reflexes, motor patterns, and endurance of stabilizers without heavy loading. So the deep intrinsic stabilizers. So people will just feel like, oh, I feel more loose. I feel taller. Then you get adjusted. Again, we do adjustments by hand in the office, right? Though that being said, it's not the high velocity rotary adjustments. The best way I can explain this is like when they take your neck and they turn it to your shoulder. So like your nose is over your shoulder and then they thrust really hard. That would be considered a high velocity rotary adjustment. We do all tractional adjustments. So there's not that more like violent twisting that happens, which oftentimes patients very much prefer. Once you get adjusted, then there is weighted vibration. So it's basically vibration with weighting system. So depending on your spine, or different phases of care, we choose what is best for your spine. What that does is it's a postural reflex retraining. So it helps with postural reflexes. The isometric demand on weak postural chains improves forward head posture. So basically it's this vibration plate. It's a whole body vibration combined with light loading that helps stimulate mechanoreceptors, muscle spindle activity, and neuromuscular reactivation, balance and proprioception pathways. So there is evidence that whole body vibration can influence neuromuscular function, balance related outcomes, but just kind of all obviously varies. So what that does is that actually helps with structure change. So the weighted gives the nervous system a directional challenge. So that combination with the different vibration plates is what actually changes the structure, improves motor control, and carries over into like actual real life change. So what happens from like more of this clinical standpoint is that someone comes in, they might have a loss of curvature in their neck, tons of forward head posture, right? That's like that kind of slouchy posture, and chronic neck tension. They'll have recurrent headaches, neck pain, And they'll say, I get adjusted, but it comes right back. You know, they'll notice that they're kind of clumsy. They have poor balance, poor posture. So over that course of time, the more progression that we can get, that's where you start to see that restoration and symptoms will vastly change. And so this is one that is very different. And I think that's one where the average person, again, when they come in, they'll say, well, this is different. And you're like, yes, because we have to do more than just adjust. And again, it might help with transient pain relief. It might give you some short-term mobility increase. But in reality, when it all comes right back, this is where people think chiropractic doesn't work. And you're like, well, no, it's because you're not using it. You know, it's in my personal and professional opinion, like we're using it as this like glorified Band-Aid, right? But it's not actually getting down to the root cause. And that's one when you look at, you know, structural correction can obviously change the structure of the spine, which helps from a symptomatology, but root cause stops degeneration, prevents aging. But I think from more of a preventative healthcare, so oftentimes people say, well, don't see a chiropractor once because then you'll have to see him for the rest of your life. And you're like, don't go to the gym once because it might help your blood pressure and you'll want to go for the rest of your life. Hey, don't eat a salad once. You might have tons of energy from all like the clean eating and you might want to like eat salads for the rest of your life. And you're like, what? That's like totally nonsensical. And so I share with patients, like my goal in my office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to get you well and keep you well for the rest of your life. If you're an adult, it's your health, it's your choice. But that's just one aspect that we can see from a generality that you're like, hey, let's do better about not waiting until we have tons of problems. Because listen, you don't want to go to the dentist, you get new teeth. You don't want to go to the corrective chiropractor. There's going to be a point where there is a limitation on chiropractic. And so why wouldn't we try to get before it becomes so problematic? Because in reality, when you look, you know, when you have subluxation, poor spinal alignment, it is associated with accelerated disc degeneration, early arthritis, chronic muscle fatigue, balance decline, which obviously is a fall risk later in life, where more so correcting the posture and the spinal curvatures, reducing any sort of curvatures from the front. So like List, minor scoliosis. It improves aging outcomes, preserves mobility, it protects nervous system function. My goal inevitably at the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to be more proactive care, not crisis care. Now, that being said, we see a lot of people in crisis. And those are just ones where it's, you know, I think so often we just think, oh, these are my normal migraines or this is my normal back pain. And pain should never be common. Pain is not common. Pain is common. Pain is not normal, right? If your body's trying to tell you something, like, there has to be a way. And that's truly where I like more of the structural corrective technique because it measures, right? This relies on baselines, goals, reevaluations. If you don't measure it, you can't change it. And so it's just one, it transforms chiropractic from more subjective into like objective. So I think whenever I have engineers, I'm always like, you're going to love this, you know, because it really serves the brain. Because what we're doing, structural corrective care, is more involved. And yes, you know what? Oftentimes that will require more visits. Though that being said, you're remodeling tissue, you're retraining neurology, you're changing decade-old patterns. But the goal is not endless care, it's lasting correction and independence, which is also why, you know, obviously there's a corrective phase, there's maintenance, but we give patients home care. And so those are ones, like if you want to be proactive outside of the office, people say, well, what I can do to help? And like, there's tons that you can do to help. And we equip patients to be able to do that. So when they're not in the office, it's not like there's nothing they can do. There's very much an aspect of proactivity that patients can do at home. So I think just in general, when we're looking at just the difference, it is very different and it is not the same. So the more we can just be able to understand what we're doing, how we're doing it, and then make those actionable changes. It's one where, you know, you can ask me and I'm absolutely a biased source, but, you know, for a decade and a half now, I've had the opportunity and ability to be alongside of these people who say, I wish I would have started 10 years sooner. I wish I would have started 5 years sooner. I wish I would have had this as a kid, right? Because it's one that they see how much it's benefited them and they're like, I can't believe I lived not like this. You deserve to feel well. You deserve to be active. You deserve to meet goals. You deserve a quality of life. And so oftentimes we're put in this box of not being able to do that because we're just not taking care of our health. And so more than anything, today is the day to get started. So again, to come into the office, you got to schedule an appointment. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, or in the comfort of your own home where you talk to no one, you can just go onto our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week. Thanks for tuning in today, but always remember that your power is on.